Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, universal form, text number 48. Naveda jagna dhyayana nidanar Chakriya virana tapo vir ugrair evam rupasakya aham driloke Trashtum Twaranyena Kuru Pravira Naveda Jagna Dhyayanar Nidanar Nachakriya Virana Tapobir Ugrai Evam Rupasakya Aham Riloke Trashtun Twaranyena Kuru Pravira. The Veda Jagna Dhyana Narajanar. The Chakriya Birna Papo Tapo Bir Ugrari. Evam rupa sakya ham riloke drashtum drainena kuru pivira. Ladies. Adagna denanar nidanar. Chakriya virna tapo vir ugrai evam rupa sakya ham riloke drashtum twaranena kuru pravira naveda jagna dhyayana dhananar Chakriya virna tapo vir ugrai Evam rupa sakya ham riloke Trashtun dvaranyena kuru pravira Na never Veda jagna By sacrifice Adhyayanai Or Vedic study Na, never, dhanai, by charity. Na, never, cha, also, kriya, bi, by pious activities. Na, never, dapo, bi, by serious penances. Ugrai, severe. Evam rupa, in this form, sakya, can, aham, I, riloke, in this material world, drashtum, be seen, twat, then you, anyena, by another, Kuru Pravira, O best among the Kuru warriors. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Please repeat, O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mine. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Purport. The divine vision in this connection should be clearly understood. Who can have divine vision? Divine means godly. Unless one attains the status of divinity as a demigod, he cannot have divine vision. And what is a demigod? It is stated in the Vedic scriptures that those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu are demigods. Vishnu, Bhakta, Smrita, Deva. Those who are atheistic, that is, who do not believe in Vishnu, or who recognize only the impersonal part of Krishna as the Supreme, cannot have the divine vision. It is not possible to decry Krishna at the same time have the divine vision. One cannot have the divine vision without becoming divine. In other words, those who have divine vision can also see like Arjuna. The Bhagavad Gita gives a description of the universal form. Although this description was unknown to everyone before Arjuna, now one can have some idea of the Vishvarupa after this incident. Those who are actually divine can see the universal form of the Lord. But one cannot be divine without being a pure devotee of Krishna. The devotees, however, who are actually in the divine nature and who have divine vision are not very much interested in seeing the universal form of the Lord. As described in the previous verse, Arjuna desired to see the four-handed form of Lord Krishna as Vishnu, and he was actually afraid of the universal form. In this verse, there are some significant words, just like Veda, Jagna, Dhyaya, Dhyayanai, which refers to studying Vedic literature and the subject matter of sacrificial regulations. Veda refers to all kinds of Vedic literature, such as the four Vedas, Rig, Yajur, Sama, and Atharva, and the 18 Puranas, the Upanishads, and the Vedanta Sutra. One can study these at home or anywhere else. Similarly, there are sutras, Kalpa Sutras, and Mamangsa Sutras, for studying the method of sacrifice. Dhanai refers to charity, which is offered to a suitable party, such as those who are engaged in the transcendent loving service to the Lord, the Brahmins and the Vaishnavas. Similarly, pious activities refer to the Agnihotra and the prescribed duties of the different castes, and the voluntary acceptance of some bodily pains is called tapasya. So one can perform all these, one can accept bodily penances, give charity, study the Vedas, etc. But unless he is a devotee like Arjuna, it is not possible to see that universal form. Those who are impersonalists are also imagining that they are seeing the universal form of the Lord. But from Bhagavad Gita we understand that the impersonalists are not devotees. Therefore they are unable to see the universal form of the Lord. There are many persons who create incarnations. They falsely claim an ordinary human to be an incarnation. But this is all foolishness. We should follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, otherwise there is no possibility of obtaining perfect spiritual knowledge. Although Bhagavad Gita is considered the preliminary study of the science of God, still it is so perfect that it enables one to distinguish what is what. The followers of a pseudo-incarnation may say that they have also seen the transcendental incarnation of God, the universal form. But that is unacceptable because it is clearly stated here that unless one becomes a devotee of Krishna, one cannot see the universal form of God. So first of all, one has to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Then he can claim that he can show the universal form of what he has seen. Devotee of Krishna cannot accept false incarnations or followers of false incarnations. Veda Jagna Dya Yenar Chakriya Virna Tapogvir Ugrai Evam Rupasakyaham Ridoke Drashtun Dwaranina Kuru Pravira. O best of the Kuru warriors, no one before you has ever seen this universal form of mind. For neither by studying the Vedas, nor by performing sacrifices, nor by charity, nor by pious activities, nor by severe penances, can I be seen in this form in the material world. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Satarane. The main point in this verse is that our vision is according to our relation with Krishna. If we don't have an appropriate relation with Krishna, then our vision will be quite different from one who actually has an appropriate relation with Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sharira yadavatnoti yat chap yukramati shraha. Vaitani samyati vayor ganda ivashaya. The living entities carry their different conceptions of life from one body to another, just like the air carries aroma. Thus they take one kind of body and again quit it to take another. In other words, our consciousness is compared to the air. Air is always pure. But when air passes through roses, it smells very pleasant. But when the same air passes through garbage, it smells very foul. Similarly, by association with the material energy, then we see things differently. According to what kind of association we have, our mind becomes clouded, and because we're seeing through our mind, our consciousness is seeing through our mind, therefore our consciousness becomes unclear. As Maharaj Yashabde said, Nunam Pramata Kurute Bikarma, it Indriya Pritya Aprinoti, Nasadamanya Yata Atmanoyam Asanapi Kleshida Ashadayaha. Indeed, Nunam is indeed, Nunam Pramata. Pramata means madness. Bikarma. People are mad because they're desiring or performing sinful activities. Nunam pramatta kurute vikarma yadendriya pritya aprinoti. Because they're desiring to gratify their senses, therefore they're engaged in vikarmic or sinful activities. Because of excessive desire to gratify desires. Yadendriya pritya aprinoti nasadamanye. Rishabhdev at least doesn't think it's a good idea. He doesn't think a sadhu, a person who's engaged in his ultimate welfare, the sadamanye yata atmanoyan, because ashanapi kleshada ashadeha. And one will have to suffer the threefold miseries, and then after suffering, one has to take another body to suffer again. Therefore, paravas tava devota jato. Yavana jignasita atmatatvam. One is said to be defeated by illusion or the mode of ignorance as long as one is not inquisitive about what is the nature of the absolute truth. Paravas tavat bodhajato yavana jignasita atmatatvam yavan kriyas tavat idamano vai. As long as one is engaged in activities aimed at gratifying the senses and fruitive activities, then the mind is clouded. We don't cloud the mind. It's not that anyone has a crayon and they color their mind. The illusory energy colors our mind because she's completely aware of what we're desiring, and therefore if we desire wrong, then she colors our mind. That's the way it works. Don't blame me. I didn't make it up. It is said that Krishna Vahiramukha Bhogavanchitare Mayasta Yata Japitiyadare. That Krishna Vahiramukha Bhogavanchitare. As soon as we turn our face away from Krishna and we want to enjoy the material energy, then Maya is standing right by us and she slaps us down. So Maya colors our consciousness, and as long as the mind is unclear, or Maya colors our mind, and as long as the mind is unclear, our consciousness will be unclear. And as long as the consciousness is unclear,